Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gentlemen. So today we're going to be talking about, should you go with brown or black shoes? Seems like a simple question, right? Well, in today's podcast, I'm going to go deep on this because it is a very simple question, but the answer is not, it's so dependent on the situation, on about the man and what his needs are, what your options are, and what you know about shoes, what you've got to dress for. So as you can see, not such a simple question when you throw in the complexities of life. Now, if you want more, I'm going to have show notes. Go check them out at realmenrealstyle.com/episode108, where, you know, at that website, not only do I have this amazing podcast and the show notes, but I've got infographics where you can learn all about shoes and the various parts, because I'm going to talk about a few shoe parts here. I've also got access to tons of free ebooks, free courses. If you want premium coaching, I've got that for you. If you want to be able to go through the website, read the detailed articles, go check out my YouTube channel. So many options for you over there at realmenrealstyle.com. Now, getting back to black or brown. Now, first off, we've got to talk about your needs and who you are, but the first thing I want to address is formality. So if you need a pair of shoes for black tie, understand there is only one option. You need to go with black shoes. Black is going to be the most formal of the two colors. Doesn't matter how dark brown those shoes are, they are not black. Black has, you know, even has a dress code, black tie, named after it. And this, oftentimes you wear a black dinner jacket or a tuxedo. It's a prescribed uniform, and you wear black shoes along with usually black accessories such as belts. If you're going to wear a belt, although suspenders or braces are going to be more called for. If you're going to wear a dress watch, oftentimes you should wear something with a black leather band. But when it comes down to it, black is more formal. Now, that's not saying that you can't pull off a dark brown with a suit, even a business suit, even going into an interview. I think that you could bring in a dark brown, especially in today's modern world, because how often are you going to black tie events? If the answer is you are, then yes, you want to own black shoes. And I would recommend getting that pair of black Oxford Balmoral. Balmoral Oxfords, that's what you want to start with, the closed lacing system. Remember the difference between a closed lacing system and an open lacing system? A closed lacing system is where basically the back quarter of the shoe is going to be underneath the vamp on the upper of the shoe. Now, if it's going to be an open lacing system, and that's where basically the quarter is now slapped on top of the vamp, this open lacing system oftentimes is going to be for more casual shoes. You will see some open lacing systems with black shoes. You will see some closed lacing systems with brown shoes. But know that if you're looking for the most formal of shoes, it's going to be in black, and it's going to have a closed lacing system with a very simple, oftentimes plain dress shoe. We've talked about formality. Now, let's get over to the browns. So yes, there is darker colors in brown are going to be more formal than the lighter colors. So as much as I like a pair of tan shoes, lighter color, maybe even a soft brown, it's not something that is going to be formal. Now, you could still pull it off with a casual suit, but it is going to be more casual. So usually the lighter the color, the more casual it's going to be. The darker the color, the more formal, with black being the most formal. Now, we've got formality out of the way. Let's go into matching your existing wardrobe. So for a lot of guys, to me, this is the second most important thing that you want to look at. what do you already have in your wardrobe? Do you already have a lot of cool tones? Do you already have a number of black suits, gray suits in various from charcoal gray to medium gray to light gray? Maybe you've got a lot of cool tones with your shirts as well. You already have a number of accessories that are in black. Well, guess what? The shoes that you're going to want to stick with in general are probably going to be black. Why? Because you're going to get more miles out of them. Next up, if you are maybe into blues, you're into olives, you're into warmer tones such as browns, you like tweeds in your jackets, and that's the majority of your wardrobe are warmer tones, then browns are going to work great. Browns come out of, you know, the red family basically, and we've got warmer tones throughout this. So are there cool tone browns? Yes, you know, it almost like defies definition, but yes, there are some of those, especially I've seen browns even mixed with a blue, and that can give it a much cooler tone, especially if, you know, it's a cool tone blue. But it is something that I find, and you can't wear a pair of dark browns shoes with gray. I think gray, maybe not charcoal gray, but definitely medium gray and lighter gray, it can look really good. Gray is kind of a non-color, a mix obviously between white and black. But when it comes to black, you don't want to bring in brown. Black suits, brown shoes, nope, don't want to do that. And if you're going to be wearing dark blue suits, I think some guys want to go to black. I think dark brown is always going to look better and is something you would want to go with. Now let's go ahead and let's talk about versatility. Being able to dress something up and dressing it down. When it comes down to black shoes, they are not very versatile. These are going to be some of the dressiest shoes you're going to see out there. They are going to be, like I talked about, the most formal. So if you want shoes that you can pull off with jeans, I find that black dress shoes really are difficult to pull off with jeans. Jeans are casual. Black dress shoes are going to be some of the more formal shoes out there. Now, you'll find certain shoes, the particular, and I'll get into that here in a second, talk about styles, but let's go talk about brown. So can you dress up and dress down brown? Yes, you can. And the reason being is because there are so many different shades. Like I've talked about, you've got tan, you've got medium brown, you've got a darker brown, and as long as you go with, I think, a little bit lighter of a color, you can even go with a darker brown though, and you can bring in a little bit of a polish, and it can go with maybe a little bit of a burnish. And that right there can change the whole dynamic of the shoe, give it multiple colors. You can go for two tones. I'm not going to, probably more for style, but I will say that you can dress them up. You can dress them down. You can also look at certain styles. So a pair of, let's say, loafers in a light brown would work fine. And you, or maybe a double monk strap in light brown, that would work great with a pair of jeans. Why? You can dress it down. The shoes are going to be more casual because of the color and the style. And that takes me to point number four, styles. So technically black is going to have less styles, or it should. Why? Because again, it goes back to point number one, where this was a strength for black, it now becomes a weakness. Because if you're going to be high level of formality, then there are only so many different styles of shoe that you can go with, because many styles of shoe are actually going to be very casual in their nature. So black boots. Well, you see them in the military and they've popped around, but really when it comes down to it, black boots, in my opinion, are, you know, it's border. I will allow, well, of course I'm going to allow them. I have to allow them. They exist, but really it's about, and let's take a pair of Chelsea boots. I think black Chelsea boots are fine whenever you've got a little bit of inclement weather or you're traveling and you want something that already works with your existing wardrobe. But usually black, again, as a color is going to be more formal. So I usually see, again, for the more formal styles, that's where black rules. Now, getting over to slip-ons, all types of loafers, double monks, going into tassel loafers, let's go into boots and the wide variety of different boots, going out there with two-tone shoes, things like that. All of a sudden, these are much more casual styles. We have shoes with broguing on them, which is going to be basically perforations and holes in the leather that have a design purpose to them. We go with, you know, different types of, you know, from the full wing to the, you know, quarter wing to, you know, just all the different types of styles out there. When they become more casual, brown is really where it's at. Now let's talk about maintenance. So this is a place where I think that black has an advantage over brown. Even though you would think, oh, well, black shoes, aren't they going to scuff easy? Isn't it going to show? Well, the advantage here is that you can walk into pretty much any large store and you can find black shoe polish. You can't say that for brown. Brown, for some reason, is just harder to find. When you do find it, does that brown in the polish, does it actually match the shoes that you have. Now, before you apply any polish to a pair of shoes, you want to make sure to test it, usually maybe on the tongue of the shoe, right under there where no one's going to see it. Apply a small amount and see how, if it changes the color, if it's anything that, you know, you just want to be careful. You want to test it. Don't go with, okay, it looks like a good color match. It's not going to change it. No, whenever you apply a polish, especially a cream that's going to actually penetrate the leather, what you'll see is oftentimes it will darken the leather. And this can be a big issue for those of you that like your light tan dress shoes. It may be something if you apply a polish that looks light tan, all of a sudden you're going to find, oh, it started to make them darker. So what can you do? Well, definitely look at a neutral polish. And I've got like 3 or 4 different cans of neutral polish floating around. Why? Because it works with all the wide variety of brown shoes, no matter what brown it is. Now, it's not going to really do a great job of covering up scuff marks. And that's actually wherever you get basically a cut or an indention in the leather. And oftentimes the color of the leather is going to be surface. So if it is a deep penetration in the leather, all of a sudden it's going to show basically, the naked leather, which is oftentimes lighter colored than a darker color. So it is something in that case, I like to have some polishes on hand. I've probably bought 4 to 5 different polish colors that I have for brown. I think there's like 20 or 30 different ones out there from a lot of the larger manufacturers. But that is one of the issues with brown, is that you've got a special order all the different colors. Then you've got to test them to make sure that they work accurately. With black, you can go with pretty much black polish. You can go with a black conditioner. You can go with a black cream. They're pretty much all going to work the same. And so when it comes to maintenance, black, in my opinion, is so much easier. All right, guys, I'm going to interrupt you really quick because I want to let you know about a podcast I'm proud to introduce you to. My friend Jordan Harbinger has now started the Jordan Harbinger Show. And guys, this is a new podcast, but this guy's been podcasting for 11 years over at The Art of Charm. He's now moved on to something new, and I want you guys to go check him out and support him. A great friend of mine, I just had breakfast with him and his wife in San Diego, and I am excited to see him going off on his own. Now, this podcast, if you like self-improvement, if you like to be entertained, if you like to have fun, but at the same time, become a better man, become a better person, you are going to love what Jordan Harbinger is all about. And this one is more for the, it's not just for guys. Guys, his show is for anyone that wants to basically listen to interviews and be able basically to improve themselves, to be able to cultivate resilience, grit, how to handle uncertainty, instability, how to protect your mindset that you're performing at the top of your game. If you like that kind of stuff, guys, you are going to love the Jordan Harbinger Show. So go find him over on iTunes. Just type in the Jordan Harbinger Show, do a quick search, or go to jordanharbinger.com. But I think if you go to Google, just type it in, it will pop up. You can also look for it on SoundCloud, on Stitcher. Guys, go check him out. Amazing show and a great guy. I really appreciate everything we've built here at the podcast. And for you listening, the show notes can be found at /episode 108. So definitely go check it out. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you listening. I always want to hear back from you guys on how I can make this podcast better. What more can I include? What more could I go over? So please reach out to me. Let me know. But until next time, guys, take care. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.